case is $11,001, Michael and Susan Hamilton. This was also for the applicant to appear. Okay.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record, please.
Michael Hamilton, 9518 Howard Avenue, Laurel, Maryland, 20723.
You raise your left hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I'm going to do the same thing here, just
That's fine,
hit
sir.
On a couple points.
That's fine,
Mr. Hamilton, have you listened to the presentation I made to the board?
Yes, I
July
did.
2nd. Did that presentation represent your position with regard to this request for a variance?
Yes, it did.
And when you signed the contract to purchase the property, were you aware of the setback violations?
No, I wasn't.
Now, is the variance necessary for you to continue to reside in the home in its present condition?
Yes, it is.
What would you need to do to come into compliance if the variances were denied?
Well, pretty much completely tear the shed and the garage down, which is at least half the reason I bought the home, and then cut a good portion of the deck off, move the pump and the air conditioner. I don't even know where I'd move it right now. I'd probably have to move it under the house, and then it would cost me a lot of money.
So it would present a hardship for you?
I wouldn't even be able to do it right at this time. I don't have the money.
So is the granting the variance necessary to enable you to have reasonable use of the property?
Yes, it is.
And did these violations exist prior to your purchase of the property?
At least 30 years, I think.
Okay. So you did not create them?
No, I did not.
Will granting of the variance alter the essential character of the community or the neighborhood?
No.
Will it impair the use of adjacent properties in any way?
No, it won't.
Are you seeking the minimum variance?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Worthen?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No.
And Mr. Callaway? No. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mr. Chairman, okay. We also received two letters in favor of.
Okay, thank you for that.
Submitted.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, obviously it wasn't created by the applicant. The request is a minimum to afford relief from the economic hardship that it would otherwise present that you make the changes. And it appears to be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant has addressed all the standards for granting a variance, so I make a motion that we approve those two variances for case number 11,001.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,001. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Yes, for the reason that's stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the same reason that's stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that have been previously stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,001 is approved at this
Thank
time.
You. Thank you. Very much.